Welcome to Chapter 13, where we dive into the fascinating world of forex trade management. This chapter unpacks the structure of the foreign exchange market, highlighting key currencies and trading mechanisms. We'll also explore the economic, political, and psychological factors that influence exchange rates, along with strategies to manage currency risks effectively. From hedging to carry trades, and the roles of central banks and digital currency exchanges, this lesson provides a comprehensive guide to navigating the complexities of forex trading. Understanding the foreign exchange market is essential for anyone looking to navigate the complexities of global finance. Through this session, you will gain insights into the key currencies, economic factors, and trading mechanisms that shape the forex market. By mastering these concepts, you will be better equipped to analyze currency trends, evaluate risks, and make informed decisions in international trade and finance. Let's explore these critical topics together and build a strong foundation for your forex knowledge. The forex market is the largest financial market in the world, operating as a decentralized platform for trading currencies. It is characterized by high liquidity, continuous operation, and global reach. Key currencies like the Indian rupee, US dollar, and European euro play significant roles in global trade and finance. Understanding these currencies, their management by central banks, and the factors influencing their values is essential for effective trading. The market is unique due to its geographical dispersion and the influence of economic, political, and psychological factors. Central banks, such as the Reserve Bank of India and the Federal Reserve, are pivotal in maintaining currency stability and managing monetary policies. The Indian rupee serves as the legal tender in India and is also accepted in Nepal and Bhutan, with their currencies pegged to it. The Reserve Bank of India oversees its management under the Reserve Bank of India Act, 1934, while the Foreign Exchange Management Act, 1999, governs foreign exchange policies. Historically, the rupee was linked to the British pound and later the US dollar, before transitioning to a basket of currencies and eventually a market-determined value. It was once used in several countries, and the Gulf rupee was introduced in 1959 to address foreign reserve challenges. Since 1994, the rupee has been convertible on the current account, with the Reserve Bank intervening to manage excessive volatility. The US dollar, often referred to as the greenback, is a cornerstone of the global economy. It serves as the primary reserve currency, a status supported by the strength and size of the US economy. Managed by the Federal Reserve, the dollar's value is influenced by monetary policies and interest rate decisions. It acts as a benchmark currency, trading against other major currencies like the euro and Japanese yen. The liquidity of US financial markets and the dollar's widespread acceptance make it a preferred choice for international trade. Additionally, many nations hold substantial reserves of US dollars to stabilize their own currencies and support global transactions. The European euro, or EUR, is managed by the European Central Bank, which is headquartered in Frankfurt, Germany. The ECB governs monetary policy for the 19-member Eurozone, with a strong focus on price stability rather than employment or long-term interest rates. This unique approach shapes its decisions, particularly in managing inflation. The euro is characterized by moderate daily trading fluctuations, typically ranging between 30 to 40 pips, making it a relatively stable currency compared to others like the British pound. Forex traders often target euro-based pairs during the overlap of the London and US trading sessions, which occurs from 2 AM to 11 AM EST. As a major global currency, the euro significantly influences forex trading strategies and global economic policies. The Japanese yen, introduced in 1882, is managed by the Bank of Japan, which focuses on economic stability and transparency. Its low interest rates make it a key player in carry trades, where traders borrow in yen to invest in higher-yielding currencies like the Australian dollar. Additionally, The yen is considered a safe haven currency, often sought after during global economic uncertainty. Its trading patterns are erratic, with daily ranges averaging 30 to 40 pips, influenced by Japan's economic performance and global market conditions. For traders, the optimal time to trade the yen is during the overlap of London and US trading hours, between 2 and 11 AM EST. The British pound, managed by the Bank of England, is a key player in the forex market. It is known for its higher volatility compared to the euro, with daily trading ranges often reaching 100 to 150 pips. This volatility is most pronounced during the London and US trading sessions, while activity slows during Asian hours. Factors such as economic data, political events, and market sentiment play a significant role in influencing its value. Additionally, the pound's dynamic nature is evident in its performance against cross-currency pairs like GBP/JPY and GBP/CHF, making it a focal point for traders worldwide. The Swiss franc, or CHF, is managed by the Swiss National Bank, which operates under a unique governance structure combining public and private ownership. This setup ensures a strong focus on economic and financial stability. Monetary policy decisions are made quarterly by three key bank heads, who set a narrow interest rate band. The Swiss franc is renowned for its stability, with an average daily trading range of just 35 pips. It sees the highest trading activity during the London session, making it a key player in the forex market. Additionally, the currency shares a close relationship with the euro, often reflecting similar trading patterns. The Canadian dollar, or CAD, is managed by the Bank of Canada, which was established in 1934. The bank focuses on maintaining low and stable inflation, targeting a 2% benchmark, and adopts a hawkish stance to control price deviations. The CAD typically trades within a daily range of 30 to 40 pips, reflecting its moderate volatility. A unique aspect of the Canadian dollar is its strong connection to crude oil prices, as Canada is a major exporter of this commodity. This link makes the CAD highly sensitive to fluctuations in the oil market. Many traders use the CAD as a tool for hedging against commodity positions or for speculation, leveraging its correlation with crude oil. The Australian and New Zealand dollars, or AUD and NZD, are standout currencies in the forex market due to their high interest rates. These rates make them particularly appealing for carry trade strategies, where traders borrow in low-interest currencies to invest in these higher-yielding ones. However, this strategy carries risks, especially during periods of exchange rate volatility. Both currencies are also heavily influenced by commodity prices, such as gold and silver, which can lead to significant fluctuations in their value. Additionally, their trading characteristics, including daily ranges of 30 to 40 pips, make them a focus for traders monitoring global economic and commodity trends. Understanding these factors is crucial for leveraging the potential of AUD and NZD in forex trading. Currency exchange rates are dynamic and influenced by a variety of factors. At their core, they are determined by the forces of supply and demand in foreign exchange markets. Economic factors such as inflation, trade balances, and government policies play a significant role in shaping these rates. Political conditions, including stability and governance, can either strengthen or weaken a currency. Market psychology, including trader perceptions and reactions to economic events, also drives fluctuations. Additionally, theories like international parity conditions and asset market models provide frameworks to understand these changes, though they are not always accurate. Together, these elements create a complex and ever-changing landscape for currency exchange. Exchange rates in the forex market are shaped by several key economic factors. Economic policies, including fiscal and monetary measures, directly influence the supply and cost of money, impacting currency value. Government budget deficits or surpluses also play a role, with widening deficits often weakening a currency. Trade balances, such as surpluses or deficits, reflect economic competitiveness and affect currency demand. Inflation levels are another critical factor. High inflation erodes purchasing power, though central bank interventions can sometimes counteract this effect. Economic growth indicators like GDP and employment levels signal a country's economic health, generally boosting its currency. Lastly, increased productivity, particularly in the traded sector, enhances a currency's value. Together, these factors determine the supply and demand dynamics of currencies in the global market. Political conditions play a pivotal role in shaping currency markets. Political instability, such as government collapses or civil unrest, often leads to economic uncertainty, reducing investor confidence and causing currency depreciation. On the other hand, governments perceived as fiscally responsible can boost investor confidence, leading to currency appreciation due to expectations of economic stability. Regional political events can also have a ripple effect, influencing neighboring countries' currencies based on perceived regional stability. Additionally, changes in government policies, such as trade agreements or fiscal reforms, directly impact economic stability and currency valuation. Ultimately, the political landscape shapes investor confidence, with stable governance reducing perceived risks and unstable conditions increasing them. Market psychology plays a pivotal role in forex trading, shaping how traders perceive and react to market conditions. For instance, during times of uncertainty, investors often seek safe haven currencies like the US dollar or Swiss franc, driving up their value. Long-term trends in currency markets, influenced by economic and political cycles, provide traders with insights for strategic decisions. The concept of buy the rumor, sell the fact highlights how market expectations can preemptively affect currency prices, often leading to reversals after the anticipated event. Economic indicators, such as employment rates and inflation, also have a profound impact, swaying short-term market movements. Additionally, technical trading relies on identifying patterns in price charts, enabling traders to predict and capitalize on market trends. Currency exchange risk is a significant financial concern that arises from fluctuations in exchange rates. These fluctuations can lead to either gains or losses, depending on the circumstances. The causes of such risks include imbalances in currency demand and supply, speculative activities, and economic factors like GDP and employment levels. There are two main types of currency risk. Transaction risk, which deals with unfavorable changes over time, and translation risk, which affects the valuation of foreign assets in financial reports. Businesses and investors face impacts on revenues, costs, debt repayments, and investment returns, particularly in cross-border operations. Large-scale projects, or mega-projects, are especially vulnerable due to their reliance on foreign-denominated debts, often requiring financial restructuring if risks are not managed effectively. Currency risk is a critical consideration for businesses and investors involved in international transactions. Transaction risk occurs when unfavorable exchange rate changes affect the value of foreign currency transactions, such as receivables or payables. Translation risk, on the other hand, impacts financial reporting by altering the value of foreign assets and liabilities when converted to the home currency. Both risks can significantly influence financial outcomes, potentially leading to losses or gains. To manage these risks, companies often employ strategies like hedging or balancing foreign assets with liabilities in the same currency. Understanding and mitigating these risks is essential for maintaining financial stability in a globalized economy. Currency risk can have profound effects on investments and business operations. For example, an investor may see their profits wiped out if the foreign currency depreciates against their home currency. Businesses trading in foreign currencies face revenue and cost volatility, which can disrupt financial planning. Borrowing in foreign currencies adds another layer of risk, as repayment costs can rise with unfavorable exchange rate movements. Mega projects, often financed by foreign debt, are particularly vulnerable to these risks, leading to financial restructuring or even a debt trap. Understanding these consequences is essential for managing financial stability and mitigating risks effectively. The foreign exchange market, or Forex, is a global decentralized platform for trading currencies. It is the largest financial market in the world, with immense trading volumes and high liquidity. Operating 24 hours a day, the market spans across different time zones, ensuring continuous trading from Sydney to New York. Currencies are traded in pairs, such as the euro against the US dollar, determining their relative values. The market is shaped by a diverse range of participants, including banks, financial institutions, corporations, and individual traders, each playing a role in influencing exchange rates and market dynamics. The Forex market is a global platform where currencies are traded, and its dynamics are shaped by a variety of participants. Larger international banks are the primary players, handling the majority of transactions and often acting as market makers. Financial institutions like investment banks and hedge funds also play a significant role by managing large capital flows. Central banks influence the market by controlling money supply, inflation, and interest rates, often intervening to stabilize their currencies. Commercial companies impact the market through their need for foreign exchange in international trade. Currency speculators, including both institutional and retail traders, aim to profit from exchange rate fluctuations. Non-bank foreign exchange companies and money transfer services provide essential currency exchange and remittance solutions. Lastly, digital currency exchanges facilitate the trade of electronic currencies, adding a modern dimension to the market. Together, these participants create a dynamic and highly liquid trading environment. The foreign exchange market stands out due to its unique characteristics. It boasts the largest trading volume globally, ensuring high liquidity and minimal impact on exchange rates during large transactions. Its geographical dispersion allows trading across various financial centers, ensuring continuous operation throughout the week. The market is influenced by diverse factors such as economic indicators, political events, and market psychology, adding to its complexity. Despite its low profit margins, traders often rely on high volumes and leverage to maximize gains, though this also increases risks. These features make the Forex market a dynamic and integral part of global finance. Currency trading revolves around the concept of exchange rates, which represent the value of one currency in terms of another. These rates fluctuate constantly due to economic and political events, creating opportunities for trading. The foreign exchange market is a global, decentralized platform that operates electronically 24/7, with major trading centers in London, New York, Tokyo, and Singapore. Currencies are traded in pairs, such as the euro against the US dollar, with rates often quoted relative to the US dollar. Exchange rates are influenced by factors like GDP growth, inflation, interest rates, and trade balances, as well as major news events. Large banks and trading systems play a crucial role in this market, leveraging customer order flows and interconnected marketplaces to facilitate trades. Forex trading involves various financial instruments that help manage currency risks and facilitate international trade. Spot transactions are the simplest, involving immediate currency exchange, usually settled within 2 business days. Forward contracts allow parties to agree on an exchange rate for a future date, protecting against unfavorable rate changes. Swaps are agreements to exchange currencies for a set period and reverse the transaction later, often used for liquidity management. Futures are standardized contracts traded on exchanges, specifying currency exchange at a predetermined rate and date. Options provide the flexibility to exchange currencies at a pre-agreed rate without the obligation, offering a strategic way to manage risks. Lastly, Forex banks, ECNs, and prime brokers offer NDF contracts, which are derivatives that have no real deliverability. Together, these instruments form the backbone of Forex trading strategies. Currency speculation is a highly debated topic in global finance, with arguments both for and against its impact. On one hand, economists like Milton Friedman argue that speculators stabilize markets by providing liquidity and transferring risk. On the other hand, critics like Joseph Stiglitz believe that speculators, especially individual traders, can destabilize economies. Historical events, such as Sweden's 1992 interest rate hike and Malaysia's 1997 currency crisis, demonstrate the disruptive potential of speculation. While some view it as gambling that interferes with economic policy, others argue that speculators act as vigilantes, enforcing economic discipline and accelerating necessary corrections. This dual nature makes currency speculation a complex and controversial aspect of the Forex market. Risk aversion is a key concept in Forex trading, where traders move their investments from risky assets to safer ones during uncertain times. This behavior is particularly evident in the Forex market, where traders often shift to safe haven currencies like the US dollar. Psychological factors, such as market sentiment and perception, play a crucial role in driving these decisions, sometimes even outweighing economic data. A notable example is the 2008 financial crisis, where the US dollar strengthened despite the crisis originating in the United States. Such shifts often lead to increased market volatility as traders react to geopolitical or economic instability. Understanding risk aversion is essential for navigating the complexities of Forex trading. The carry trade strategy in Forex involves borrowing in a low-interest currency and investing in a high-interest one to profit from the interest rate differential. While this approach can be highly profitable, especially with leverage, it carries significant risks due to market volatility. Exchange rate fluctuations can lead to losses that may exceed the interest earned. Effective risk management, such as using stop-loss orders and avoiding over-leveraging, is essential to mitigate these risks. Additionally, the strategy's success depends on stable market conditions and minimal depreciation of the high-interest currency. Understanding these factors is key to leveraging the carry trade effectively. Hedging is a critical strategy for managing foreign exchange risks, especially for businesses involved in international trade. It involves using financial instruments like forward contracts and options to stabilize financial outcomes. Forward contracts lock in an exchange rate for a future date, providing certainty regardless of market fluctuations. Options, on the other hand, offer flexibility by allowing companies to choose whether to exchange currencies at a pre-agreed rate. By neutralizing exchange rate risks, hedging ensures businesses can avoid potential losses, transferring the risk to another party. Additionally, these practices are regulated under IFRS and US GAAP, ensuring transparency and consistency in financial reporting. Forfaiting is a specialized trade finance mechanism that supports the export and import of capital goods. It involves a forfaiter who provides medium-term financing, taking on risks from the exporter and offering immediate cash flow. Key characteristics include credit durations ranging from 180 days to 7 years, minimum bill sizes of $250,000, and payments in major convertible currencies. The pricing structure includes a discount rate, days of grace, and a commitment fee. Exporters benefit by eliminating risks and improving cash flow, while forfeiters earn additional margins on the loans they provide. This makes forfeiting a valuable tool in international trade, particularly for capital goods transactions. Forfeiting transactions are a vital tool in international trade finance, offering extended credit durations ranging from 180 days to 7 years. These transactions typically involve a minimum bill size of $250,000, with $500,000 being preferred, ensuring they cater to substantial trade deals. Payments are made in major convertible currencies, which enhances global acceptance and liquidity. To secure the transaction, a bank, often in the importer's country, provides a letter of credit or guarantee. Forfaiting contracts are versatile, covering both goods and services, and the receivables are documented through instruments like promissory notes or deferred payment letters of credit. These features collectively make forfaiting a reliable and flexible option for managing trade finance. Professional associations like WEFI and ITFA play a pivotal role in the forfaiting industry. WEFI, established in 1978, is the oldest forfaiting association and focuses on fostering business relationships and supporting related organizations. ITFA, founded in 1999 with VEFI's support, serves as a global platform for knowledge sharing and best practices in forfaiting. Both associations work to standardize industry practices, ensuring consistency and reliability. They also provide valuable resources, networking opportunities, and advocacy for exporters and importers. By promoting the benefits of forfaiting, such as risk mitigation and improved cash flow, these organizations encourage its adoption in global trade. Factoring is a financial tool that helps businesses improve cash flow by selling their accounts receivable to a third party, called a factor, at a discount. There are different types of factoring, such as advance factoring, where businesses receive a cash advance, and non-recourse factoring, where the factor assumes the credit risk. The process involves three key parties: the seller, the debtor, and the factor. Factoring is distinct from forfeiting, as it deals with receivables rather than specific transactions. This method provides businesses with immediate cash, reduces the risk of non-payment, and supports smoother operations. Import factoring is a vital financial tool for businesses engaged in international trade. It allows companies to convert their accounts receivable into immediate cash, ensuring steady cash flow. Advance financing provides upfront funds, while maturity factoring ensures payment on the invoice's maturity date. Non-recourse factoring adds an extra layer of security by transferring the credit risk of customer non-payment to the factor. The process involves three main parties: the seller, the debtor, and the factor. In India, regulatory frameworks like FEMA allow banks to collaborate with international factoring companies, ensuring compliance with trade and foreign exchange policies. This makes import factoring an essential solution for managing financial risks and liquidity in global trade. The forex market is a dynamic ecosystem with diverse participants, each playing a unique role. Commercial companies engage in forex trading to pay for goods and services, influencing long-term exchange rates. Central banks stabilize markets by managing money supply and currency values, though their effectiveness can vary. Investment management firms use forex markets for international securities transactions and sometimes for speculative trading. Digital currency exchanges, or DCEs, are pivotal in the cryptocurrency market, facilitating exchanges and charging commissions. Lastly, retail traders and non-bank forex companies provide services like speculative trading and currency exchange, often offering competitive rates. Together, these players shape the liquidity and dynamics of the forex market. Commercial companies are key participants in the forex market, primarily engaging in transactions to facilitate international trade. They use forex markets to pay for imports and receive payments for exports, ensuring smooth operations across borders. To protect themselves from currency fluctuations, these companies often hedge their risks, maintaining financial stability. While their trades may not significantly impact short-term exchange rates, the cumulative trade flows they generate influence long-term currency trends. Multinational corporations, in particular, can create notable market movements due to their large-scale operations and significant forex positions. Overall, their participation adds to the demand and supply dynamics, shaping the forex market structure and behavior. Central banks are key players in the foreign exchange market, employing various strategies to stabilize currency values. They can directly intervene by buying or selling their own currency, or indirectly influence values through changes in interest rates and monetary policies. Additionally, they utilize foreign exchange reserves to manage excessive volatility. Interestingly, even the mere expectation of central bank intervention can have a stabilizing effect on the market. However, their efforts are not always successful, as the collective power of the market can sometimes overwhelm their resources, as seen in events like the European exchange rate mechanism collapse. Foreign exchange fixing is a crucial mechanism where central banks set daily exchange rates to serve as benchmarks for currency valuation. These rates reflect the real equilibrium value of a currency, offering insights into economic conditions and guiding market trends. Central banks may intervene in the forex market to stabilize their currency, but their efforts can sometimes be overwhelmed by the sheer scale of market forces. Historical events, such as the European exchange rate mechanism collapse in the early 1990s, illustrate the complexities of maintaining currency stability. For banks, dealers, and traders, these fixed rates are vital indicators that shape their trading strategies and financial decisions. Investment management firms are key players in the forex market, managing large accounts for institutional investors like pension funds and endowments. They facilitate transactions in foreign securities, ensuring smooth international investments. These firms also employ currency overlay strategies to manage clients' currency exposures, aiming to generate profits while minimizing risks. By executing large trades, they provide liquidity and stability to the market, influencing currency movements. Additionally, they use hedging strategies to protect clients' investments from adverse currency fluctuations. Their dual role as facilitators and active participants adds complexity and dynamism to the forex market. Retail foreign exchange traders play a vital role in the forex market by contributing to liquidity and price discovery. They primarily engage in speculative trading, aiming to profit from currency fluctuations. These traders access the market through online platforms provided by brokers, which makes forex trading more accessible. Retail brokers are categorized into agents who seek the best prices for customers and market makers who act as principals in transactions. However, the market's high volatility presents significant risks, requiring traders to understand economic indicators, geopolitical events, and market psychology. In the US, regulatory bodies like the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the National Futures Association oversee brokers to prevent fraud and maintain market integrity. Non-bank foreign exchange companies play a vital role in facilitating currency exchange and international payments for both individuals and businesses. Unlike traditional banks, they focus on physical delivery of currency rather than speculative trading. In the UK, they account for 14% of currency transfers, while in India, they handle about 25% of such transactions, amounting to US$2 billion daily. These companies attract clients by offering better exchange rates and lower fees compared to banks. They operate under strict regulations, such as those set by the Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India and the Foreign Exchange Management Act. The sector is also experiencing growth due to the increasing presence of online platforms, which enhance accessibility and convenience for users. Money transfer companies and bureau de change serve distinct purposes in the forex market. Money transfer companies, like Western Union, focus on high volume, low value remittances often used by migrants to send money home. On the other hand, bureau de change cater to travelers, offering currency exchange services at airports, train stations, and tourist hubs. While money transfer companies facilitate remittances, Bureau, they change access forex markets through banks or non-bank forex companies. Travelers are often advised to exchange cash at banks or in network ATMs for better rates and lower fees. Regionally, in the UK, 14% of currency transfers occur via foreign exchange companies, while in India, non-bank forex companies handle $2 billion in daily transactions, representing 25% of currency transfers. Digital currency exchanges, or DCEs, are essential players in the modern financial ecosystem. They enable the exchange of legal tender for electronic currencies or between different digital currencies, primarily through online platforms. These exchanges accept diverse payment methods, including credit card and cryptocurrencies, and offer services like transferring funds to virtual wallets or issuing prepaid card for ATM use. Digital currencies provide advantages such as inflation hedging and independence from government control, but they also come with risks like price volatility and regulatory uncertainties. A notable example is Coinbase, which combines the functionalities of a stock exchange and a bank, offering tools for trading and tracking cryptocurrency trends. As the market evolves, understanding the role and risks of DCEs becomes increasingly important. Vostro accounts play a pivotal role in international banking by enabling correspondent banks to act as intermediaries for domestic banks. These accounts allow for essential services like wire transfers, withdrawals, and foreign exchange transactions, especially in regions where the domestic bank lacks a physical presence. By holding funds in local currency, Vostro accounts simplify record keeping and facilitate seamless global trade. They also help domestic banks manage forex transactions efficiently, reducing currency exchange risks. Overall, Vostro accounts are indispensable for fostering international trade and financial collaboration. Nostro and Vostro accounts are essential tools in international banking, enabling efficient foreign currency transactions. A Nostro account is maintained by a domestic bank in a foreign bank, denominated in the foreign currency, while a Vostro account is the reverse, held by a foreign bank in a domestic bank's currency. These accounts serve multiple functions, acting as custodians of funds, providing intermediary services, and facilitating international transactions. They are crucial for settling forex trades, managing currency exposure, and reducing costs in global trade. By allowing banks to operate internationally without a physical presence in every country, they play a pivotal role in the global financial system. The Reserve Bank of India has taken a significant step by introducing Vostro accounts to facilitate global trade in Indian rupees. This initiative is particularly important in the context of global disruptions like the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine war, which have underscored the need for stable trade mechanisms. Currently, only 2% of India's foreign trade is conducted in rupees, but there is an ambitious goal to increase this to 12 to 20% by 2027. By settling transactions in rupees, Indian businesses can mitigate currency exchange risks, making trade more predictable and stable. This move not only benefits Indian exporters and importers, but also enhances the global significance of the Indian rupee, contributing to India's economic resilience. In this lesson, we explore the intricate world of forex trade management. We began by understanding the structure of the foreign exchange market and the unique characteristics of major global currencies like the USD, EUR, JPY, and GBP. We delved into the economic, political, and psychological factors that influence currency exchange rates and discussed the risks associated with currency trading. Strategies such as hedging and carry trade were highlighted as tools to manage these risks effectively. Finally, we examined the roles of key players in the forex market, including central banks, commercial companies, and digital currency exchanges, emphasizing their impact on global trade and currency stability.